A check one, a check two, a check one, two, three.
I'm back at my mom's house right now. Drove up the coast, and why do like your old bedrooms just always have the dumbest knickknacks everywhere? For some reason, my mom has decided that it's important to save the fake Oakleys that I had in sixth grade. She thinks that I'm gonna come back and I need them. There's a baseball, deck of cards, clock radio not plugged in, portraits of my sisters, wicker, everything. Man, people loved some wicker back in the 90s, didn't they? Okay, let's call Brandi and see what's going on. Bing, bong, boom. Ding, dong, dang.
Hi.
What's up?
Do you know how far past my bedtime it is right now?
Yes, I know. I do apologize for what I'm doing to you.
I gotta fix my hair. Now that we record these things, like, I gotta start pulling it together a little more, I think. Probably wash my hair more than I do.
Nah.
It's fine. We're fine. We're all fine.
It's fine.
Great. Where are you?
I'm in Monterey. So I went to Mesquite, Nevada for a golf trip with my like high school buddies.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like with a bunch of people that like aren't in our little quarantine pod. I'm nervous to go right back to home for Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
So I came home and I'm like just at my mom's place and like staying away from her. But my buddy's wife is a nurse and she gave me a couple rapid tests.
What?
Yeah, I gotta swab myself and stuff. I gotta fuck my own nose. Super
Damn.
Excited about that. So anyways, cool. I'm gonna stay here for a couple days and just make sure I don't have the roan. And then I'm playing golf with my dad. And then here's the big news. I'm playing Pebble Beach on Tuesday. No big deal.
Is that cool?
It's like a famous golf course, Brandi. Keep up, okay?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Wait, you're going somewhere tomorrow? Where are you going?
To a horse show.
Oh, you got a horse showed.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Is Star gonna win that shit or what? What's gonna happen here?
I freaking hope so. But you know what? All I care about is getting out of this cold, snowy, icy tundra of Nashville, Tennessee. I'm over. I don't want to see snow again ever.
Where are you going?
Just kidding. I love the snow. I'm going to Gulfport, Mississippi.
Oh, Gulfport, Mississippi.
You've been to Gulfport?
Dude, I went to school in Mississippi. I've explored all the beautiful vistas that Mississippi has to offer. And
is Gulfport beautiful?
I mean, it's not, you know. It is what it is.
Right.
You know what it isn't? It isn't negative 30 degrees snowing in Nashville.
I know. That's why I'm like, I don't care what happens in Gulfport. I'm just stoked to be leaving here.
This is really, really the only kind of trip I've really taken. It is really nice to like just see other people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It is nice.
Well, good luck. I hope you win. I hope you jump over every fucking rail.
Oh, thanks.
And I hope Stargirl gets that star power she deserves and mm-hmm. gets the blue ribbon.
Me too.
And you win $500 so it pays for your housing fees.
Wow, you totally listened last week. That's like pretty accurate.
Yeah. And then, but here's the thing. I want you to make sure you take the hard lines. You know?
Oh, that's not a thing. There's one course.
What did you said last time that you didn't take, like, you need
like the tighter turns.
Yeah, the tighter lines. That's
like the
saying.
Shorter track. Yes.
Because you got to keep, Brandi, you got to keep the, everyone knows in horse jumping equestrians uh-huh. that you need to keep the time low.
Right.
And you can't knock over any of the poles.
That's right. And I think you're ready for your first horse showed. Saddle up.
I'm ready.
Giddy up,
partner. Are you driving by yourself?
It's so late. It's 9:45. No, actually, one of the girls at my barn, her name's Maddie. She's so sweet. She's going to ride down with me. So I'm not alone. And I'm Astra, of course.
Is it Pilot Pete's Maddie?
No.
No.
What do you mean? Who? What? Oh, that. Oh.
Remember he was, and then she didn't like him. And then she left. And then Barb fucked everything up. And then now he was with Kelly. And then he's not with Kelly. And then maybe he's back with Kelly. I don't even know. Yeah. I can't.
I don't even know.
Should we talk batch?
I think we have to start the show before we talk batch.
Yeah, is it me or you?
I think you.
Bros and Hoes, you're listening to your favorite thing podcast with
Wells and Brandy.
I don't have a bell because I am, thank you, because I am traveling, sorry.
Is that your diploma on the wall?
Yeah, there it is.
Universe. Next to the cross.
Yeah, because you know why? Because we had to pray to Jesus every night that I would graduate.
Is that an outlet next to the cross?
Yeah, listen, I was just talking.
It's so high up.
Why is the outlets? Because I think it was they thought like TVs would be high up in rooms. I don't know, but when you go back to the house you grew up in or whatever, there's just so many stupid knickknacks that like my mother will not get rid of for some reason. There's some Oakley sunglasses from 1997 that I'm sure are fake. I don't know why they're still here. Okay. Fake. What else we have? We just have some shoe boxes that have been decorated. What's in them? Nothing. Why are they here? I don't know.
What about that clock above your head? That's interesting.
Doesn't even work. Nothing in your old house works, you know?
Yeah. What color are the walls, would you say?
I would say they are margarine. They are a weird yellow.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I mean, you know, we got to talk batch, right?
Batch.
Dude.
Where do we start?
I mean, like, we talked about it last week that we were like, does anyone even like him?
I know.
Also, has he told anyone that he is in love with them or falling or like?
He has said, I'm falling for you.
Yeah.
But I don't think he really uses like, I'm falling in love. I think he is, you know, doing the whole like, I'm falling for you.
I don't think anyone likes anybody on the show, by the way. I don't think the girls like him. I don't think he likes the girls. I don't know anyone is even interested in anyone. But speaking of falling.
Oh.
I thought Rachel for sure, she needs to be in traction. Definitely needs like a spinal cage. I don't know if she's not paralyzed. I don't know how the fuck she got up from that.
I don't either. There have been a lot of accidents on the show.
I mean, also, like, not to be that guy, but, you know, they tease that she gets hurt, you know? Like, do you see someone gets mm-hmm. hurt? And then mm-hmm. you see the two guys that are, like, the you know, the skydiver guys. And then they give her one, the guy that's, like, 14 years old.
Saw that.
Yeah.
Saw that.
Give her the guy that just got his diploma fucking 3 days ago and see if we can't kill this bitch because we don't want anybody to get engaged on this show.
I'm serious. It was sketchy.
So bad.
Have you been skydiving?
Yeah, I've been twice and it is fun.
But it looks terrible. I honestly don't think you could pay me enough money to do it. I just don't think I could do it.
What if you were on The Bachelor and you had to do it?
I wouldn't do it. I would not do it.
You would not do it.
No.
Damn. I tell you what, I'm just not doing it nemacolon with a 14-year-old instructor, all right? I think you got to have like a couple pubes before you're fucking... I'm strapping to your ass and jumping out. Or my ass is strapping to your... I don't know how it works. You know.
I was also thinking, Matt is such a big dude. He's so tall. And yeah. He probably weighs a lot. I was thinking he needed like two people strapped on him.
Yeah, that was a tumble, man.
You're skipping Michelle's hometown.
So is Michelle the one where they go to the school?
Yeah, and like we joked about like nobody likes him, but I actually do think Michelle really likes him.
Yeah, but I just don't think that he likes her.
I know, but he should because she is like she's in it to win it. She's like 100% in love, wants to marry him, and she seems like a really great girl.
Yeah, like I loved all the questions that those kids were asking. They were like, so have you kissed her? Have you touched her nipples yet? Like, it was just, like, all about sex. Like, have you guys done sex yet? And then the one kid, like, at the end of it was like, how are you going to inspire her? And it was, like, such a good question. You know, they, like, teed it up for that little kid. And
I know.
You just see fucking blanks. He doesn't know what the hell to say. He is deer in a headlight. And then at the last second, he pulls out, I'm going to inspire her by being her champion. I read that in a self-help book somewhere, and I'm just going to spew it back out, right?
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Her hometown was my favorite. I mean, loved her family.
Yep.
They just seem so normal. She seems like such a great gal. She's got it together.
Side note, everyone has a little sister that is coming to visit, and they're all going to be on the show in like 3 years. You just
for
watch.
Sure. For sure.
Like, they're all cute and being like, wait, what's going on here? Still in tummy tea? Okay, I'm in. Who do I need to talk to? And by the way, Michelle's father is a sweet old man that I want to hang out with.
I know. He seems great.
He just seems like a guy that you, like, you know, you sit at Cracker Barrel and you'd have, like, a Arnold Palmer with and just talk about stuff. Laugh. Uh-huh. I loved him.
He was so sweet.
Can we talk about Breeze Date? Well, who was next? I don't even remember. Was it Breeze Date?
Well, I just know Michelle had the first one. Before we depart from Rachel's hometown.
Yeah.
What about when she was, I think she was talking to her mom. She was talking to one of her parents, and she said something like, because they were like, well, don't you think he's telling all the other women this? And she was like, call me naive, but like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
Like, she was like pretty adamant about like, no, I don't think he's telling the other women this. Ooh, she's watching the back now and being like,
but here's the thing. Like, he's telling all the women nothing. I'm starting, I'm having the beginning symptoms of maybe possibly next week falling for you. And the only reason why, like, she feels real good about it because he was like, fuck, she almost died.
I know.
And I don't want that liability on me. So I do think that, like, she's the leader in the clubhouse right now. Like,
I kind of do too. And I don't know. I just don't really get it.
Yeah, I don't know. And then Bree's date happens.
And Bree has a best friend named Bree. That's not confusing.
Yeah, and also Bree's mom just had a kid like 3 months ago. But also Matt looked terrified to be around a child. He didn't want to touch that fucking kid. He was like, keep that baby away from me. I will.
Which was kind of shocking to me.
I know, because it's such like a panty dropper, like make everyone's in America's ovaries just ache when like a big strong man gently burps a baby, you know? That's how you get the ovaries aching.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I hold a baby and I put a picture of that on Instagram, oh my god, everyone loves it.
I love Brie. Like, I think she's sweet and cool, and I think she's a genuine person, but I just haven't seen anything between the two of them. Like, they've shown nothing about really their relationship beyond a surface level. So I just, like, I don't know. I don't feel that invested, and I don't feel confident that it's going to be Brie because I haven't seen anything.
Yeah. Yeah, then there's Sienna.
Serena.
And by the way,
who?
Is there another Serena? Why do we keep on calling her Serena P?
Because there was another Serena.
Okay.
The Serena that went off on Katie.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but once that Serena leaves, then the other Serena gets to drop the Serena P thing, you know?
I don't think that's how it works.
That's how it works. So anyways, she hasn't liked this dude from Jump Street. And she, the poor thing is like, fuck, how do I get out of this? We went on a tantric yoga date, and I basically told him that, like, I was disgusted by his body. Like, wouldn't kiss him. Her sister's trying to be so good, you know, like not screw her up or like have a bad soundbite. And she's like, I think you're just getting in your head. And she's like, no, I don't fucking like this guy. Help me. Help me get out of this situation.
Yeah. I can't remember another scene like that, like another breakup scene like that, where one of the contestants is this far in and breaks up with the lead that like coldly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she was just like, you're not my person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, ouch. Like, I get the vibe that, like, I'm still in love with my ex. I keep talking, I'm, like, randomly talking about my ex with my mother. And, like, obviously, there's some weird thing there. Am I trying to go back to my ex? Like, what's happening there? But, yeah, you're not my person. My favorite thing was he didn't know what the fuck to say. He didn't know what to say. Like, how do you inspire her? Deer to headlights. And then it was like, you're not my person. He's like, everyone's supposed to love me. I'm the bachelor. What are you talking about? This doesn't make any sense. My favorite part of that whole thing was, though, he was like, will you walk me out?
I know.
Oh, my God. Will you walk me out? I'm like, you're dumping me? Let's go. I'm walking you out. You're getting in that stupid Suburban right now. The other girls are going to see some mask PA. Take your suitcases out of here. So, you know, it was like so amicable. Can you walk me out after you dump me? Also, they're holding hands.
number one rule, if you get dumped, don't hold hands afterwards. That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. I do feel like that's a thing on this show. I feel like the lead always, like, holds their hand to walk them out after they've broken up. It's weird.
I guess.
I'd be like, don't touch me.
I would have loved it if he had quoted Victoria to her.
So how many episodes do we have left? Is Women Tell All next week?
I think so, yeah.
And then what? Then it's the finale?
And then it's the finale, and I think there's an... Is there an After the Final Rose or not? Who knows? What's happening?
No idea. What's happening with Paradise? We're getting down to the wire here.
What do you mean what's
Summer
happening?
Is a hop, skip, and a jump away.
Well, they got to film another... They got to film The Bachelorette next.
They do?
Yeah, they film it in like the next couple weeks.
So we're going to have three seasons of new people in Paradise this time because they skipped last year?
Yeah, they're going to have like people from like night one of Claire's season, and people are like, who the fuck is this? What?
I know, so long ago. So are they filming The Bachelorette now?
No, they film it in mid-March. They're back on schedule, I can tell you that. It's like when I went and filmed my season, we started March 13th. I flew out March 13th. We started, March 16th was night one.
Okay.
And then you film for 2 months. Or if you're like me, you film for a month and a half and then get kicked out in Argentina like a bitch because you don't kiss anybody.
Right.
So then it ends in May, middle of May, and then you have 14 days before Paradise starts filming.
Dang. That's it?
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. But it starts airing. The show starts airing. So you can see the first 2 weeks, the first 3 weeks of Bachelorette before you start filming Paradise. So a lot of people don't know who the villains are in Paradise because they're like, I only saw one episode. You know, I couldn't tell.
Right.
Are we over it?
I'm kind of over it.
Kind of over it, right?
Yeah, I'm just really like not that invested in any of the relationships.
And I'll tell you why I think that is, because it doesn't seem like anyone else is invested in it.
I know. I wonder why. Because I do think Matt is really great.
I think he is too. I think he has problems with
commitment.
Commitment.
Ooh.
It just seems like he's just very, very like, it's him saying what I think he thinks he's supposed to be saying and not saying what he really feels, which is what people love about the show is when people just start to really just kind of become overly honest.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how do you guys expect us to be emotionally involved? No one else seems to be emotionally involved in this.
Yeah.
And then you have the adverse. You have someone like Claire who's like way too emotionally involved after the first fucking days.
Are her and Dale back together?
I don't know. Are Kelly and Pete back together? Are Dale and Claire back together? Is Tayshia and Zach doing great? What's happening?
I have no idea.
I don't either. We need an update.
Yeah, we do.
All right. Is that enough Bachelor?
I think so.
Yeah.
The Women Tell All next week should be pretty entertaining because everybody's dramatic. So.
Yeah. You know who I want to see? At the Women Tell All, I want to see Heather. Heather got played dirty, bro.
I know.
Girl rented a minivan, went there, and then had 10 girls mean girl her. Fucked up.
Maybe Matt won't end up with anyone, and then he'll leave the show and go date Heather.
That would be great. I'm Team Heather for sure.
I felt like he showed more excitement about her than anybody else.
For sure. All right, that's enough batch talk, I think. I think we did that. All right, guys. Bowl and Branch. Yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Boll & Branch is amazing.
Boll & Branch is loved by millions of sleepers and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at BollAndBranch.com.
That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch. Promo code favorite. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You got some fave things, bro?
Bro, I don't know if I do.
Bro.
I feel like I watched something. Okay, you know what? Actually, I know what you're going to say. Mm. You're going to say, you checked out of this a long time ago. But I got to tell you, I've been watching Big Sky every week.
I'm caught up on Big Sky.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Dude, this trucker, he's not right.
Yeah, no kidding. He's killing people.
I know. He's okay, spoiler alert. If you haven't seen the last couple episodes of Big Sky, what are you doing? Maybe fast forward for 60 seconds. Snaps his own mother's neck.
I know, but here's the thing. I mean, like, I don't want...
Like, it ain't no thing.
I know. Yeah, like a chicken wing, that thing just snapped. But I'll tell you this much. Obviously, I don't think anyone should kill their mother, but that mother was weird.
She was so weird.
She'd say stuff like, do you need to go masturbate? What?
I know. And they were, like, in bed together one time, and I was really freaked.
I know. I was like, Sarah, this is, like, ABC. Like, are we going to have some, like, fucking incest stuff happen? Like, what's happening here?
It was not right. And, like, how dumb can you be? You're going to turn your son into the cops, but you're going to tell him first?
Yo, I know.
That, like, what? Dumb. You're right. She deserved to hit the dust.
Yeah.
He's freaking me. He's a freaking freak. I'm like, it can't get worse than this, right? Like, we got to be on the up and up here, and we just keep going downward.
Here's my question. Do you think that the cop remembers, or think he's playing it?
I think he remembers.
I think so too.
I really do. He's scum, you know.
Scum of the earth. He's the
scum.
Worst.
But oh my god, the wife. Like, are you caught up? Caught up? Do you know what the wife does?
No, maybe not. Like caught up. Caught up.
Oh my god, Wells, catch up.
What does she do?
Something crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta watch.
All right.
She nuts.
I do like.
Everything's crazy.
Well, it's Big Sky country, you know?
I guess so.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Anyway, I'm loving Big Sky.
You know what we've never talked about that, like, Sarah and I are obsessed with is Hell's Kitchen. Do you watch Hell's Kitchen at all?
Never seen it.
Gordon Ramsay? Idiot Sandwich? What are you doing with your life, sister?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Oh, my God. So Hell's Kitchen is amazing. Gordon Ramsay is just berates these fucking chefs.
Is this a cooking show?
Yeah. So what happens is that Gordon Ramsay invites all these up-and-coming chefs, head chefs at, like, really good restaurants, personal chefs, a bunch of different people. If you win, you get to be the head chef at a Gordon Ramsay restaurant, which is a really great thing. And this one happens to be in Tahoe, which I was like, what? You could live in Tahoe? Okay, this is a badass. And you win money. You win a bunch of money, right? What happens is that they invite a bunch of celebrities to be guests to eat. And then the celebrities will just sit there and watch Gordon Ramsay be like, you're a fucking idiot. What is wrong with you? You're an idiot sandwich. And they'd be like, well, wow, it's really getting hot in there. Hell's Kitchen's really heating up. You know, and they'd say, I want to go in this so badly. One, because I want to eat the food. Two, I want to meet Gordon Ramsay. I love him. By the way, also a great follow on TikTok, I must say.
Oh.
But here's my thing, Brandi. I already know who's going to win. All right? My boy Declan from Ireland. Big fat guy, smokes way too many cigs, drinks his beers. It's not even a question of who. It's a question of when is they going to give him the fucking head chef role in Tahoe. Anyways, give me a ding. Freaking Hell's Kitchen is absolutely phenomenal. And if you are on that, get on that, sister.
How many seasons are we talking that are out?
There's millions.
A gazillion?
Forever, yeah. But just watch the new one.
Okay. I'm never going to watch it.
I know, but you can. You can, and you should.
Cooking is boring.
I'm just mad because you didn't win Worst Cooks in America Celebrity Dish.
I could see, like, that's one why. Of my best friends is on Worst Cooks, and I couldn't even watch that.
Oh, you know, that's so hurtful.
Yeah. I watched, like, the first two episodes, and it just didn't grasp me.
Oh, my God. I do have a book rec.
Oh.
It's one of the best books I've read in a very long time.
Do tell.
It's called Beneath a Scarlet Sky. Have you heard of it?
It does sound kind of familiar.
Give me a ding. Okay, now that I look at this, it says soon to be a major television event from Pascal Pictures starring Tom Holland.
Oh.
Based on the true story of a forgotten hero, Beneath a Scarlet Sky is the triumphant
epic tale of one young man's incredible courage and resilience during one of history's darkest hours.
Main character, is his name is Pino, and he lives in Italy during World War II. The Allies are bombing his town because of, Mussolini was not a good guy. He gets, like, sent away to go stay with this priest kind of off in the mountains because his family's worried that, like, a bomb's going to fall and kill him and his brother. So they get sent to, like, basically this, like, boys' school that's, like, run by priests up in the mountains. The main priest starts making him go on these really long hikes up the mountain, and he won't tell him why, but he's, like, making him, like, become really good at, like, all this crazy mountain climbing and, like, knowing the routes and, like, not being seen by anybody. I can't spoil it for you because I haven't finished it, but basically what ends up happening is that he is sneaking Jews out of Italy into Switzerland through, like, this, like, crazy hike up this mountain.
Dang.
And he's 17 years old. True story. Can't believe it. It's absolutely bonkers. And I'm only probably like a quarter of a way in, but Beneath a Scarlet Sky. Oh, so good.
Who's the author?
Mark Sullivan. So yeah, that's what I got. You got anything else?
I feel like I got a lot of DMs of people telling me to watch that new Netflix series called Behind Her Eyes. Have you seen that?
No.
I watched the trailer and it didn't grasp me, but maybe it's good. The synopsis sounds great. A single mother enters a world of twisted mind games when she begins an affair with her psychiatrist boss while secretly befriending his mysterious wife. Mm. Sounds great.
All right.
I gotta give this a shot. I don't know why. I just didn't love the trailer. But sometimes Netflix does that. Sometimes Netflix, instead of giving you a trailer, sometimes they show you like a scene from the show. I hate when they do that. Like, I don't want to see a scene. I don't know. I can't decide what if I'm going to let. Like, I can't get anything about a plot from one scene of a show. Like, I need a trailer. I love trailers. Sometimes when I don't know what to watch, I'll spend hours just watching movie trailers. It's my favorite thing ever.
Dude,
dang.
You and Sarah need to hang out together. Sarah will just peruse, and I'm like, please just choose something. I can't do this.
Oh, no. I love watching trailers for hours. I can do it.
Oh, no.
Oh, you know what I watched?
What?
I didn't realize it was coming. I think it came out maybe on Valentine's Day. But what a pleasant surprise to see that the third movie in the To All the Boys trilogy is finally out. So this one's called the To All the Boys, Always and Forever.
Oh, is Noah Centineo in it?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah.
He's so cute.
Oh, my God. You're just like everyone else, buying into this Noah Centineo business.
Have you seen this movie?
No, I have not.
Maybe you need to give it a watch.
No.
It's so good. Mm-mm. I loved it. So basically, okay, so, you know, like the first movie was that she, Lara Jean has this massive crush on Noah's character, Peter, and he's like the most popular kid in school or whatever, and she's not popular, but she has a crush on him. And then somehow, I forget how, she's like writing him letters, and somehow they start like fake dating. And then, you know, then towards the end of the movie, they're like, oh, well, we actually like each other, and they start real dating. And then the second movie was more of them like being in high school and real dating. And now this movie is, it's like their senior year of high school, and they're talking about college and they're dating, but like, I'm not really ruining anything. This happens early on, but like they're going to different colleges, right? And that's like a death sentence for relationships. But so this movie is like the ups and downs of navigating how to make a relationship work. If you're going to different schools, it's very cute. They go to prom. It's adorable.
Have you seen Sicario?
No, what is that?
I can't believe I missed this, but my buddy was like, you haven't seen Sicario? And I was like, I don't know what that is. And he's like, oh my God, it's Emily Blunt. And
love her.
Josh Brolin and Benicio del Toro. And I was like, wait, what is this? Here's like the tag. An idealist FBI agent is enlisted by a government task force to aid in the escalating war against drugs at the border area between the U.S. and Mexico. It's obviously like about drug running, but it's also kind of got like a modern Western vibe to it. Almost like...
It's a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie. Almost like No Country for Old Men.
I've never seen that. Do I need to watch that?
No Country for Old Men?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you should read the book. It's by Cormac McCarthy. He's one of my favorite authors.
Love him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the book is really, really good.
All right.
Check it out.
How old is the movie?
It came out in 2015. So I just don't even like know what I was doing in 2015 to miss this.
Me neither.
Have you seen Hell or High Water?
No, what's that?
It's like, I don't know what I was doing in 2015, 2016. But anyways, it was... Listen, who's in this one? Chris Pine.
What, love.
Who you know is my favorite of the Chrises. I've said it many times.
Hot.
Jeff Bridges.
Oh, wow, love.
And then a bunch of other people. Anyways, so it's about like these two brothers robbing banks. Jeff Bridges trying to figure out who's robbing these banks. Also, motivation is like why they're doing it. Here's the tag. A divorced father and his ex-con older brother resort to a desperate scheme in order to save their family's ranch in West Texas. Hell or High Water.
That sounds pretty good.
It does, right?
Yeah.
Chris Pine. He's the best.
I love Chris Pine. He's hot.
He is hot. Did you watch any WandaVision?
No, I haven't yet. I don't have Disney Plus.
Okay. Well, anyways, one of the reasons why I'm starting to like really love this WandaVision thing, I haven't seen the most recent episode, but I'm pretty sure, like, remember I told you it was like, you know, in the beginning it was like a 40s show, so it was like very much like Bewitched and I Love Lucy, and then the 90s was like, it seemed like Malcolm in the Middle. Well, guess what? The newest one, Modern Family. It's amazing.
What?
Yes. It's like they're doing like testimonials on the couch, just like, you know, Claire Dunphy was doing. It's just fantastic. But here's what I love about, this is such a nerdy thing to say, but it's the truth. This is what I love about this WandaVision thing is because they're figuring out a way to bring in the like the Avengers, Marvel characters, and the X-Men people. This is how they're doing
what?
It. Yes. And that is why I'm into it, baby.
Okay.
Have I played the new Ryan Adams?
No.
Oh, man. So anyways, he's got a record out called Wednesdays, and this song, Poison and Pain, is... so perfect old school Ryan Adams. Check it out.
I was so bad on my own, drawing maps inside my soul to places where nobody goes. Woke up confused, just staring at my telephone, waiting like I'd ever hear your voice again. I feel that empty lull. Sometimes it is so jagged, I don't know what love is for. Alone like I don't know how to survive an insane, till I cannot tell the poison from the pain. I used to think that you were me.
Ugh. So good.
You know, anger at Ryan Adams aside, he is just one of my all-time faves.
Same.
His music just like takes me to a happy place, even though it's so sad.
Yeah.
You know?
He really started my sad bastard love affair.
Yeah.
You know?
He's everything. I think Haim has a new album out. It's called Women in Music Part 3. Is that an album? It has to be. Why don't you play Up From a Dream? I need to listen to this full album before I give you guys like my actual two cents about it as a whole. But this one is, I like the sound of this one a lot. Classic Haim.
I can dig.
You know who else has a new song out?
Who?
Kings of Leon.
Oh, KOL?
Yeah. The single is called Echoing. I don't think we've played that, have we?
I don't know. Let's check it out. Let's check it out, KOL. Let's see what the followers have in store for us these days.
Thank you.
I still love the freaking Kings Leon so much.
I do too.
Ding dong.
I love how Spotify does the daily mixes. It curates you like weekly daily mixes, right? Love those. Do you know about that?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, of course. Okay, so I don't think this is new at all. All Time Low. Do you love All Time Low?
That wasn't my jam as a kid.
As a kid. Have they been out that long? I'm not usually a big All Time Lower either. So All Time Low has a song called Monsters, but they've done a couple different versions of it with different people featured. And they have one with Black Bear featured. And, you know, I love Black Bear.
And Demi Lovato, right?
Yeah, it's weird. It's the same song. You can play I think the one with Demi is the one I listened to today, but it was the Black Bear feature on it that I really liked. And they actually like sample one of his really old songs and put it into the song. And I thought it was really cool. So if you like Black Bear, you would really like appreciate the feature on this song of All Time Lows.
I'm going to check it out.
To the way you hurt, the way you contradict me, I swear everything look worse at night. I think I'm overthinking. I don't care who I might hurt along the way. I'm fucking sinking into every word. I don't care if you're lying when I'm drinking. So tell me pretty lies.
I mean, so All Time Low, and then also so Black Bear.
Yeah, totally.
All right, is that everything?
That's all I got.
All right, well, Brandi, good luck at the horse show. Go win some fucking money. Dude.
That's not what it's about, Wells.
Yes, it is. It's what everything's about. Winning
nice.
The money.
You're insane.
All right. Well, drive safe, and I miss you, and I love ya.
Miss you, love you.
Bye, YFT. What?
Are we supposed to say that something exciting is coming next week?
Oh, yeah. Something exciting is coming. Is it next week?
I don't know. Or are we just supposed to say something exciting is coming?
Something exciting is coming, I think.
Something big.
Huge. We're taking all the YFTers skydiving in Nemo Pool with a 14-year-old skydiving person.
Except I'm not going because no. I'm terrified.
Yeah, keep your ears peeled for a big announcement soon, guys.
Big.
Yeah. All right. Bye, guys. Bye, Brady.
Bye, y'all. A king without a queen. A king without a kingdom.
I was so bad on my own.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.